Hello, everybody. This is Frank with Iron Age News. It's the 28th of October. As people have been discussing over the number of years that we've had urban decay, children rioting in the streets, child soldiers, things of that nature, what to do? Well, most of the time we're talking about this, it's like third world countries, and it's never really affecting the people around us. In the last 10 years, due to outside pressures, the total lack of knowledge on the part of the Democratic Party and its socialist subsidiaries, crime in inner city neighborhoods has gone to an all-time high. A lot of it doesn't even have anything to do with the narcotics trade. You know, in the old days, they'd say, well, it's a narcotics trade. Mindless violence is out there. And I guess we're going to have to say, shout out to Jacksonville, Florida, which has now taken the title as one of the most dangerous cities in the country, but also one of the most dangerous cities to be a rap artist in, probably the most dangerous city to be a rap artist in. And bear with me, I know most of you don't care about the music and this and that and the other thing. The rap subculture has really, really changed over the years. You know, it's not like the LL Cool J days, right? And it's not even the NWA gangster rap days. It's a whole other phenomenon. I'm not really the man to talk about that part of it, but this part is economic and social destruction of American inner cities and what they can produce. Case in point. There is a rapper beef slash war slash murder craze occurring in Jacksonville, Florida. I'm going to include a couple of videos. There are guys that have spent, I think he's English, because there's a lot of these foreign people that are really into rap and the rap subculture and really keep on top of this. And they chronicle this beef or war, or whatever you want to call it, between two groups. One's called ATK. And one's called KTA. So they're going to be a little confusing. That's why you got to watch the video and follow through. One is Ace's Top Killers, and the other one is Kill Them All, but they also have different meanings. They spend a lot of time on this, is what it gets down to. So there's a couple different meanings for each of the names. They're different neighborhoods in Jacksonville. And the guys doing the killing and being killed in a lot of situations, it turns out, are relatives of each other, just cousins or stuff like that, who just happen to fall on the wrong side of a line somewhere, and they either have to, you know, move on or get down with the crew. The disturbing fact, on top of just the usual killing, you know, you can justify it if you're around it, or you can normalize it in your mind if you're around it, if there's a reason. Like, guys in a war have to say, well, there's a lot of killing going on because we're in a war. You're in a drug community and you're in the drug business, there's going to be violence, right? Just happens. As far as I can tell, and those of you who are rap fans, please let me know, because I don't want to misrepresent these guys, because they're pretty fucking dangerous. And this is over two rap groups or rap posses or whatever they're going by these days. So it's a crew that hangs out with a rapper. Maybe they're side rappers. You see a lot of music these days. It's somebody featuring this, 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 and this. So you get a couple bars in somebody's song, and you start to build up your rep from there until you get your own tape and then your own thing, and then you're in the show. So the one crew is a guy named Youngin' Ace. I think I'm saying it right. And the other one is Julio Fulio. Okay. And they've had some kind of disagreement for quite some time, and it's resulted, I think, in 12 or 15 murders, all unsolved murders. And people are like, well, Jacksonville's a shithole, which it is. It's so bad because, like, Cat Williams, the comedian, does a show, and he just, like, says about how there's no safe place in Jacksonville. And everybody in the audience who's from Jacksonville says, like, oh, he's telling the truth. It's so funny. It's so funny. We're killing each other for no reason. That's fucking hysterical, right? So the two documentaries, like I said, the longer one gives you all the information that he has, which I'm going to have to say is probably true, because all these young rappers slash shooters constantly comb social media, and they definitely, you talk about fact checking, they will fact check the shit out of you into the grave. You do it wrong, right? So don't know what the reason is for the fight. Supposedly these guys were friendly at one time, no longer. And they had been murdering each other for a certain amount of time. Nobody's getting caught. The thing is, each of them writes what they call a diss track. So they'll do this diss track, which is disrespect you. Okay. For those of you who are 90, the rest of us, I'm trying to make this sound as white bread as possible, right? There was this thing called a diss track. And so after these killings are going down, I believe Young and Aces is the first one, which will be on here too, called Who I Smoke. And in the song, him and his pals are giving out the names of the people that they shot and issues that occurred during the murders, right? So then it's actually, I'll tell you what, when you watch it, it's a very catchy tune from like, I think the 90s. And you just gotta fucking go along with it. Even though the guys are singing about the murdering of these other people, which they do. They do, and they have murdered these guys. And then they're singing this song. You gotta watch it. Singing this song about murdering them. Where the fuck in the world do you find something like that? Or two videos. Because then Julio Fulio does his response video, although to be fair, he doesn't have the production value because Young and Ace is actually a national act now. And Julio is just starting to break. Young and Ace supposedly has been around for a few years. And Julio Fulio is just starting to kick in, I guess. I don't know. Their time schedules with this stuff is different because it's not record sales. It's views, it's downloads, stuff like that. The record industry is garbage, so you have no way of figuring that out. But back to the fact of the matter, the Young and Ace is probably making pretty good money, yet they continue to murder the other guy's people. There is obviously a problem with management as far as who the fuck's managing these people. I guess they're managing themselves because with their track record, who the hell is going to rip them off on concert money, right? I mean, let's be serious. I don't want to be funny about it, but you're like, the promoter who decides to rip off these guys on the door money for a concert when they've killed like 15, 20 people is out of their freaking mind. He better be ripping them off and running to Switzerland because these guys are not to be trifled with, right? So if you see the other documentary, he mentions in there the sheriff, right, that Jacksonville has like an unsolved crime rate like Philadelphia. Where you just, unless I run up to you and tell you I did it like the scene from Seven, unless it's a scene from Seven, you're never catching anybody on a homicide in Jacksonville. And that's pathetic, but that's Democratic, Republican, you know, Democratic versus Republican or Republicans that are Democrats have been running that city forever because there's a very lucrative port there. So God knows we got to get in there and rob that port. And they've been building a section of 95 through Jacksonville since 1996, and it's not done yet. Seriously, go drive through. I've driven through Jacksonville since 1995, and it's still being worked on. Still being worked on. So you have a city that doesn't give a fuck about its people, shit education, shit housing, the whole bit. Value of human life is low, and these guys have found their thing is the music. For lack of a better term, you're kind of killing because somebody says, like, I write a song and, well, that's not such a great song, Frank. And it's like, all right, well, I'm going to have to fucking kill you now. You know, because you made fun of my song, I'll go kill you. And then I'll make fun of your song by doing a song, How I Killed You. So this other sheriff doesn't solve anything. Everybody knows that these murders are occurring. There's got to be some kind of evidence sitting around. They don't, you know, they don't hit me as the Hannibal Lecter types because the one guy walks up to this guy's house to kill him throws a brick through the window and just walks in and starts shooting everybody he can find. Shoots a little girl and shoots somebody's cousin, right? No mask, no gloves. Like the guy says, no mask, no gloves, just doesn't give a fuck. Comes in there, you know, like Wild West shit, right? Just boom, I'm in, I'm out, I'm doing my job, and I'm leaving. No close quarter combat nonsense going on with these boys. They're just in there to fucking do the job. The other one, they shot three of the guys in a car. So the guy lost his real brother and two good friends. And he got shot like I forget how many times. It's nuts. But the thing, like I said, is they're acting as after they do these crimes, they write these songs. And the songs do incredible. People are like, oh my God, this song is doing great. I'll tell you right now, I didn't even think to write that down. Where is it? Tell me it's not going to work. Okay. This song, Who I Smoke, right? Oh, it's got more views than that. I saw it on a different site. The actual guy, Spinna Benz, who was the, I guess, the number one rapper in the song, Spinna Benz has 935,000 likes on this song. Where's the actual total on the song? Damn it. I know it's millions. There's a couple million. Why it's not saying it, I have no idea. And the thing is, this is what's going to crack you up on top of all this, right? They're not being demonetized as far as I know. So if you were to talk about, I don't know, a certain president having had issues with a certain election, like I did on YouTube, and I didn't even mention it like that, and I've been deplatformed completely. I mean, I'm off. They went back 7 years looking for stuff, and they shut me down. They shut me down on Facebook. So here's a song where there's at least three murders being brought up, and absolutely nobody gives a shit at YouTube. Nobody is deplatforming this guy, right? So it's like, who the hell are we talking to? And let me see. I'll tell you what Fulio's response video did in a second. Oh, his response video did pretty well, too. 472,000 views. And these guys have incredible, you know, 554,000 subscribers for Fulio. And Spinner Ben's 351. I'm sure Young and Ace has more because he's the talent. I mean, they're all the talent, but Young and Ace is the head guy. But like I said, you watch this thing and you're like, who the fuck, who are we paying? If I lived in Jacksonville, I'd go down and set fire to the city hall because I'm like, who have we been paying to educate? I mean, you're not getting it at home. Let's not get, you know, and I'm not blaming anybody's parents or whatever. But to get to this level, this is like stuff that I'm used to experiencing in third world countries with child soldiers. And even then you have to condition those guys to do this. These guys are just, we're doing it. And then the next minute they're like at the go-kart place having fun, or they're out eating at a buffet. You know what I mean? It just, it's at such a level considering, like I said, in the investigative videos, nowhere does it say anything about anybody being involved in no drug business or anything. This is strictly over music. We're murdering all these people over music. So this other sheriff does nothing. They just caught him recently. He moved out of the county. I guess he has to live in the county. And so he retired. Well, he should have been fucking retired when the first body dropped, honestly. And then now there is a runoff election going on right now. And there's actually a Republican guy who may take it. That should be incredible. I couldn't imagine that the last time there's been a Republican sheriff, but it's probably due to the outrage over not particularly this thing, because this is actually murder as entertainment. It's exactly what it is. This is murder as entertainment. These guys are doing this stuff. People out there are living vicariously through them. So you know, you're at a point where you're being encouraged to do this kind of stuff, you know? I don't know what he's, like I said, I think this Young and Ace is on tour. You can always check him out if you want. I listened to one of his other songs. I'm not really into that, but at least he's not like a mumble rapper. So I'll give him credit for that. Neither of them are. I guess that's the Jacksonville sound. those of you from Jacksonville that want to, you know, put something in the comments and tell us what are good, what other good rappers are out there that we may like. You never know. I'm a Parliament fan myself. You know, Schoolie D, man. Schoolie D was the best. So I just want to bring this one up because it's like you want to talk about the bizarro world. Don't worry about no trannies. Worry about saying you don't like somebody's song in the wrong place and then somebody airs you out or something like that. It's just boggling of the mind. So there you have it. Otherwise, have a good and safe day. And I guess listen to classical or jazz. Nobody's getting killed over that right now. Talk to you later on.